bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, birthdays, wasp music, and Josh has fleas. It's all coming up right after this.
You're cheating hard. We'll make you eat. You'll try and try and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole day through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have today in regular birthdays. Fascinating.
Jumping ahead.
Stack.
Give us one of them, will you?
I think that's qualified today in history. Here's a special presentation.
I want to see if you
Tom.
Can. Something was mentioned on this show last week.
Yeah.
That I think this answers the question.
Okay.
Today, in 1731, Martha Washington was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did we reference about that last week?
What?
Martha Washington. Martha she Washington. Was rich.
And knowing her birth date would answer the question?
No, knowing that her name is Martha.
Oh.
Martha. What are you doing, like a Brady Bunch Martha. Joke? Like a Martha,
no,
Martha, Martha.
No, I think that I think when they created Superman and Batman.
Oh.
Martha Wayne and Martha Kent.
Oh, okay. I was not here for that.
We were talking, Chick was talking about Joel Embiid, and then he made the joke that he's related to Kal-El.
And Jor-El.
Yeah.
Who and, was Superman.
Right,
or
right.
Kal is Superman. That's right.
But I think that it's no coincidence that both the step-parents of Superman, remember? It's
no, I didn't.
Martha
okay.
Kent,
Superman
gotcha.
And
Clark
Batman.
Kent. Remember,
both.
He's adopted.
I knew that, but I didn't
think
remember.
Batman's their son. I don't think he's adopted.
He wasn't adopted. He was found.
No. That's correct. You're Batman, apparently. Although we don't know for sure.
I don't think the I think Ace is right. I don't think the Kents went through the proper adoption channel.
No, yeah.
Superman
landed
on the end.
If anything, they kidnapped an alien.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly
yeah,
right.
I think they should be brought
monsters
up on charges.
Yeah. Finders keepers. Yeah.
What's the statute of limitations?
The statute of limitations.
What's
okay.
that on the
I think the question is, did Superman vote illegally? And I think it's about time we got this election
Let's
right.
Get to the
it sure is, yeah.
Well, you finally got it on the air, didn't you? Congratulations.
He's been musing about that in the hallways?
Oh,
I was just talking to some hill jackie. He's got a laser.
He had a nail gun, and he told me.
Happy birthday to the great Charlie Watts, Rolling Stones drummer.
He's How old is he?
115.
He looks 115.
He's 80.
Born in 1941, wow. right? 80.
80.
70, sorry.
No.
No.
No,
no, wait, no, he is 80.
80.
Yeah, 41. You're right. Yeah, he's 80.
Yeah.
Every bit 80.
He's great.
All those guys are pushing 80,
aren't
they?
Did you ever see the skit that Abbott and Costello did about him, Charlie Watts?
Yes.
Fresh is today's headlines.
Pete Townsend, who's on first, Watts on third.
Exactly, yeah.
No,
Oh, it's
it's very good.
Yeah. Charlie Watts. Yeah. Oh, it's got all the stones.
Very ahead of its time.
Guess who? I'm sorry.
I just got this in. Buddy Sorrell had a brother on the Dick Van Dyke Show. His name was Blackie.
Yes!
He was the black sheep of the family.
Yeah.
And Eddie tells me that Blackie hustled Rob Petrie in a game of pool.
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
Now, you were talking about the fact that there's the name Whitey Herzog.
Sure, Whitey Ford.
Whitey Ford. There was Leave It to Beaver's buddy, Whitey.
Yeah.
these days, that nickname seems to have...
I don't think it has
gone
anything
away
to do with
to a
race.
Degree.
It's
No. It's
yeah. Blackie was also the name of a lot of cowboys, like old westerns and stuff.
The lead gangsters, singer. Gangsters.
Yeah.
The lead singer for Wasp is Blackie Lawless.
Yes, I've had about 50 people let me know.
The lead singer for Wasp.
Now, I thought...
Yeah!
I asked Dean to grab some music from Wasp.
Oh, you're not familiar with their music?
They have a great cover of I Don't Need No Doctor.
Why would you?
And I've got it right here.
Why would you do that?
All right. The great Ray Charles tune, of course, made famous by... one of the only decent live albums ever, Live at the Fillmore. We're rocking the Fillmore with Humble Pie. Here we go.
Woo!
Yeah, the same arrangement.
That's pretty much the song,
Brampton.
Yeah.
That is generic 80s metal.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, that is.
I don't need no doctor, but I need a fix on my voice.
Did we see them, Ace? We saw them once, didn't we?
Yeah. Their biggest hit was Blind in Texas.
Oh, okay.
And they're called Wasp.
Yeah.
They get up there.
Blind in Texas.
They get up there with a BMW and a Golden Retriever on stage.
No, they did not.
Blind in Texas.
Different
That's
joke,
quite there. A title. Right, of course. Sure. Yeah.
Quite heavy metal.
Right.
They get up there in Lacoste shirts.
Boy, they make me wish I was deaf in the Midwest.
You're here.
Oh, you don't like 80s metal music? Come on.
No, I do.
This is, once again, this guy's name is Blackie what?
Lawless.
Blackie Lawless?
That's such a great name.
Is that a fake name, I assume?
I assume.
Okay.
Tonight,
I think
he's Lucy's brother.
He was in the New York Dolls for a split second.
Oh, okay.
Blackie Lawless. Oh, that's so good. That's
here we
so
go.
Good.
Let's give this a shot.
This is Blind in Texas.
Now, I like this a lot already.
Although, I'm kind of waiting for the guy to whistle. Like Molly Hatchet.
Oh, my God.
I was waiting for the rest of the song.
Okay. Me too.
Really? This is called commentary, Pat. If you want to listen to the song, change channel.
Why did I turn my headphones off? What?
Here we go. Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Something with a solo.
This sounds like Molly Hatchet.
It sounds like a Molly Hatchet cover band.
Sounds like everything else.
So far, so good, Ace.
This is a fun one so far.
Kind of a ZZ Top groove here.
I'm totally
I'm talking about El Paso right off the gate.
Hellhole. I couldn't get higher. Oh, that's good song.
That's good stuff.
So that guy's name is Blackie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Blackie Lawless. That's boy, I want to change my
hooligan.
Name today.
Isn't Anthony Kiedis' father named Blackie Dammit? Isn't that right?
What? Is that true?
I don't know.
Blackie Dammit?
Blackie Dammit. He was on Newlywood Game.
The stage name?
Fever Dream.
I don't know. So, there's something.
Are you making this up?
Nope. There's something in what I just said. Something. That's true.
Okay, well, why don't you research that?
Oh, you were close. It was Brownie Gosh Darn It.
Waspy Shoot. That's his name. Now,
I think I have fleas. Can a person just get fleas?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Something. I have an itch, and then something just flew off me, a little small thing.
No, you're in love. It's the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you meet somebody while you're on your fishing trip?
That's right.
Oh, who's this?
One of those lovely Ozark broads that runs
laundromat on I-65.
Runs her own kennel.
She's a go-getter.
In other words, nothing happened.
Yeah, of course. I was with my family.
What's wrong with you?
Look at my 10-year-old niece and go, hey, excuse me, I'm going to go chase some tail down by down by Topsiders.
Topsiders is fun on Tuesdays.
That's a great night. That's a fun night.
Oh, boy. Hey, we have birthdays coming up. We already did a couple in sports, but...
We did regular birthdays, too. There will be no birthdays coming up.
Jerry Mather's birthday.
Oh well, the beaver? That's a national holiday.
The beaver, 73 today.
That's an old beaver.
We got to prorate that.
Good Jerry Lord. Was going, gee, Wally, why is my sack touching the water?
Oh, wow. I want nothing to do with that beaver. Good God.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
No, we're not, because, dear chick, Anthony Kiedis's dad is named Blackie Dammit Kiedis.
Wait a minute, that's cool.
That's, wow.
You don't like it, Pat, or you do?
I love it.
Yeah.
Is he an old blues player or
he
something?
He was on Newlywed Game. He was an actor in Hollywood for a little bit.
Huh. I'll be darned.
Blackie Kiedis. There you go.
Okay.
I told you.
Well, we didn't doubt it. We just didn't think it was his given name.
Right.
Stupid world around. I don't think it would a beautiful baby, and let's name him Whitey or Blackie. I don't think that happened.
Especially damn it. Mm-hmm. Well, that might actually have happened.
Yeah. Maybe it was an accident.
Yeah. Maybe. Damn it.
I'm sorry. Is it time for sports?
Oops, we made more berries. David Rush has returned to speed juggling.
As he. If it's not juggling on speed, I don't want to hear about it.
They thought he wouldn't come back.
Sport that's time has come has set a brand new Guinness World Record. Rush said that for this record, he attempted the most juggling catches in 1 minute while balancing on a Swiss exercise ball.
He's standing on it.
All right, this is a challenge.
That's tricky.
He made 522 catches while standing atop an exercise ball for 60 seconds.
Okay. Think about that.
What kind of exercise ball?
One of those big ones.
Exercise ball.
A Swiss exercise ball could be a Boaster ball. Is it?
Rush.
Well, a Swiss exercise ball.
I want to see.
It has a lot of accessories on it.
It's got a dumbbell, a
nail clipper, a tripod.
The ones have a toothpick.
No, he's standing on an exercise ball.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Rush said that while he was teaching himself to balance on a Swiss ball, he just about broke his toes a few times.
Christy, I understand what you're saying. If it were a medicine ball, it would be easier to stand on than one of those big inflatable.
You got to grip it with your feet, and then he's sitting there juggling. Daddy, why can't you make the soccer game today? Because I'm practicing standing on a medicine ball.
Whatever your name is.
Now go tell that woman in the kitchen it's time to get my dinner.
My dinner ready yet? He's a terrible man.
That's cool.
He's doing a good thing. Promoting
he's a skilled
STEM. Yeah, he's a great juggler.
He really is a skilled juggler.
Okay, I see now.
Do you like a juggler?
No. Mm-mm.
You don't?
One of the worst people I've ever met in my life juggles.
I know who you're talking about.
Oh.
Wait a minute. You juggle.
Yeah, so there you go. See? I taught myself.
Isn't your limit 3 oranges for 20 seconds?
No, 3 oranges. I'll juggle for 20 seconds if you give me 3 oranges. That's where I am in life, Tom.
He's pretty good.
You're a pretty good juggler. I need to practice.
Okay.
Josh, when I was at art school, there was 2 acting classes. One had to juggle for their final. One didn't. And so I was walking in the hallway towards finals. And you know, at a regular college, you'd see kids studying, head in the book. And there are just these kids standing in the hallway trying to juggle. Oh, no, no. Getting frustrated.
No.
Funniest thing I'd ever seen.
Did I pay tuition at clown college?
Apparently. You literally did. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you have stilts?
Kind of clown college, yeah.
No, I took those.
If you had stilts, bring them home. I love stilts.
You like guys on stilts.
Oh, I have voice.
Why don't you spend more time on stilts? Now's the time, Tom. Get up on stilts.
Well, it's the falling part that I'm not...
You ski.
Yeah, we don't want to fall
dangerous.
Anymore.
Yeah. No, there's a guy that water skis on stilts. That's a talent. Remember that story.
Okay, we spoke to him.
Is that sports?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Chick McGee. It's time to get to some exciting things in the world of news.
There you go.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport.
You're not letting Chick do his own outro?
We just do lazy. He's eating peanuts over there.
No, I got Pringles.
That's a long time.
This show sucks.
Who keeps getting salty snacks? That's against the rules
of
radio.
Juggling.
Oh, juggling.
Oh, you're not going to eat the salty snacks? Okay, here we go.
These aren't going to be easy. This is going to prove his medal.
Yeah. My goodness.
That wasn't bad. Second and a half.
That was three full rotations.
Okay, can we put those down? This is radio.
Why don't you try to juggle something?
Because I don't claim to be a juggler.
Dickless.
He has a bad wing. He can't juggle.
His name isn't Dick.
Oh, is that that? Okay.
Whitey Dickless.
Stop bringing in visual props. Could we move on?
He's wound up, Christy.
Construction of a 62-foot chicken has begun in South Georgia.
Now we're talking news.
Here we go.
The framed outline of the giant chicken now towers above nearby homes in the city of Fitzgerald. The finished product will be a giant topiary, meaning the chicken will be sculpted from living plants growing on its frame like a huge garden lattice. People don't know. The Fitzgerald chicken, created by the Tennessee-based artist known as Topiary Joe, be taller than the famous big chicken in Marietta, which measures 56 feet tall. City officials are paying for the multi-story chicken with penny sales tax dollars that were earmarked for tourism projects.
Topiary Joe, they call Tojo for short.
Yeah. Well, for a while.
It's like the neighborhood.
Then someone cracked open a book.
The chicken is designed. The chicken is designed to attract tourists to the city of 9,000.
Well, of course.
Plans call for a room inside the base of the chicken that can be rented to visitors.
Oh,
kids, we're 3 hours from Disney World. 2 hours from the giant chicken. What do you think?
We can sleep there in the big egg hole.
Yeah.
So you can rent the...
They're talking about putting a room at the bottom so you could rent a room, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Sad, really.
How'd you like to be all cooped up in that?
Oh, nice.
You're welcome, America.
That's our second big chicken story this week.
Well, Josh, actually, did you know that this artist, he made this chicken statue. He also made an egg statue, but no one knows which one he did first.
Philosophical.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Not too bad.
If they want to draw, what's the name of this town? Fitzgerald, Georgia?
Yes.
If they want to draw people, put up a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Then you're going to have people coming from miles around.
True.
That's
Why
does a
Chick-fil-A have a giant chicken out front? That'd be fun.
That'd be a good
They're
time.
Doing just fine without a
giant
chicken.
Yeah, they got it worked out.
A giant chicken, maybe a giant cow, right? Eat more chicken? Yeah, why not?
They've got the billboards. I think they know what they're
doing.
All
right.
If you missed it, yesterday in North Carolina, crews spent hours cleaning up a smelly mess in Union County when a truck spilled chicken parts all over the road.
Oh, man.
A Valley Protein truck hauling chicken guts following a car braked suddenly, forcing the driver to also slam on his brakes to avoid a collision.
Ooh.
That's when 5,000 pounds of chicken parts fell onto the highway.
Chicken parts.
Yeah, it did sound a little like chicken parts.
Chicken farts.
Like chicken farts. That's a lot of those to get your lighter.
Is that what a chicken farts?
This just in regarding the tour to the ability for a giant chicken to draw tourists.
Yes.
Dear Bob and Tom Show. I have been to the Mitchell Corn Castle. If people will show up to see this thing, why not build a giant chicken? Thank you
very
much.
The Mitchell Corn Castle.
The United States is littered with giant
things.
Sure.
I have two questions. Where is the Mitchell Corn Castle? And can I please do a remote there as soon as possible? I want to go there. I want to check it out.
The Corn Palace. You'll find it in another state.
Cobb County.
Oh, that is good.
Mm-hmm. The Corn Castle. The Corn Palace. Those are probably different.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
I would think.
You know who's in charge.
Who's that?
The Colonel.
Indeed he is.
Oh, gosh. I was thinking like Corn Missioner, but yeah, that's way better.
Corn Missioner.
if there's not a Corn Missioner.
No, it is in fact officially the Mitchell Corn Palace as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, we missed it. Ah, shucks.
Darn it.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God. I'm saying something about ears here.
Okay, yeah, Chick, join us. The water's fine.
There you go.
Okay, well, let's move forward here. What else have you got, Christy?
Emergency worker.
Oh, by the way, it's in Mitchell, South Dakota. I'm sorry.
I love when you do that.
No, I was desperately trying to find out where this thing was.
Yeah, Mitchell, South Dakota.
In a little tiny type.
Okay. Are you sure it's in Mitchell, South?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Mitchell SD.
Oh, that reminds me real quick.
Oh, my God.
Josh, what is the name of the place that has the famous so-called Throwed Rolls?
Lambert's Cafe.
And is there more than one?
There are, yeah. Springfield, Missouri.
I think there are three. Is it three, I think?
Yes, right? Gulf Shores, Alabama, around there. Uh-huh. And is there one Sykeston, Missouri.
Okay. Some friends of mine were on a vacation. They said they were in this fabulous spot. And then one of the things that was featured there was the restaurant with the so-called Throwed Rolls.
Oh, wonderful.
And I couldn't remember the name.
Friends of yours? Maybe they were in Gulf Shores. That's a vacation spot. Yeah.
Friends of yours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We figured.
Did they go
to a restaurant and try to see how the other half lived?
There's no way they went there.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, good.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. They were talking about it. By the way, we went to this really cool place and they were throwing the rolls.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
You can get refills on your entree at Lambert's.
No.
If you order the country fried steak and you finish it, you can say, and I'll have another.
And Josh told me about this.
Let's do it again.
And Josh loves the place. He always takes his fishing net in there.
Oh, God.
That's right. I catch all the throat rolls.
Gosh, I would.
Not today, Granny.
No. I say.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.